We're doing the Ketzur Shulchan Aruch Mekoh Chaim, and we're up to Halacha Vav, Hilchot Tefillin, Perek Yud, Halacha Vav, page 21. Asur lafsik b'dibur min tefillin sheyad letefillin shel rosh. One is not permitted to speak between the time that he dons the arm tefillin and the head tefillin. We're not allowed to say anything. V'im yafsik b'dibur shelo letzorech tefillin, and if he said something that was not necessary for the tefillin itself, מברך על שרוש על מצוות תפילין. Then he makes the blessing on the head tefillin על מצוות תפילין, וזה למנהג בני ספרד. That's, no, nothing. You don't say anything, you don't sing anything. We have to be quiet, because we say, the Sfaridim have the custom that the blessing on the hand tefillin goes on the hand tefillin and the head tefillin as well. So you're not allowed to talk in between. You're in the middle of performing a mitzvah. You're not allowed to say anything between the arm tefillin and the head tefillin, because that blessing that you made on the arm tefillin has to go on the head tefillin. And the Sfaridim hold that when do you make the blessing on mitzvah tefillin, on the head tefillin? Only if you spoke in between. Uvnei kilot Ashkenaz nogim levarech al shirosh on mitzvah tefillin, afilu lofsik v'nim. And the Ashkenazim, their custom is that they make a blessing on the head tefillin even if they didn't pause in between. V'tov lomar tamid achar v'cha shniya, Baruch Shem kod mochto l'olam ved. It's good, after the second blessing, to always say, Baruch Shem. Halacha vav. Asur lafsik v'dibur ben tefillin shiyad l'tefillin shel rosh. Oh, we just, I skipped back, I'm sorry. This is according to the Sfaradi minag that you don't make a blessing on the head tefillin unless you speak in between. But according to the Ashkenazi custom that you always make the blessing on mitzvah tefillin on the head tefillin, if you happen to speak in between the arm tefillin and the head tefillin, so then the Ashkenazim say, in such an instance, he makes the blessing al shirosh on the head tefillin, two blessings. On the head tefillin, he says, Le'aniach v'gam al mitzvah tefillin. He makes the blessing, both blessings on the shel rosh. That's what Ashkenazim hold. Halacha zayin. Asur lehotzi tefillin shel rosh ma'akis ad shiyu tefillin sheyad munachim. One is not to take out the head tefillin from their bag until he first dons the arm tefillin. Ipagah b'tefillin shel rosh tchila. What happens if he bumps into the head tefillin first? Today for mincha, I learned in the morning, they had an early minyan. So I said, okay, I'll daven here. The minyan in Jerusalem is that when you daven at a tanit tzibur, you don tefillin even at mincha. So I borrowed someone else's tefillin, and the way he had his tefillin set up, his shorosh were closer to the opening of the tefillin. So I stood there looking, trying to figure out which one is the yan, which one is shorosh. The way he rolled them up, I couldn't tell. So I took out one, hoping it was the shel yad. Turns out it was the shorosh. So if you happen to take out the shorosh first, tzrich la'avir al otah mitzvah, then you have no choice, you have to forgo that mitzvah, even though technically we avoid situations where we forgo mitzvah. That's why we say take out the shayat first, because you don't want to take out the shorosh and have to forgo the mitzvah. But if you happen to take out the shorosh first, you have to forgo it, v'yanech shayat chida, and don the shayat first, v'achaka shorosh. And only afterwards do we put on the shorosh. V'inkvar v'yanech shorosh kodem shayat, and if he didn't know this, he put the shorosh on first. En tzrich la'asira kevan sheyatzai de mitzvotai. He doesn't have to remove it. That's a fulfillment of the mitzvah. And this is an important concept. The mitzvah of shorosh is separate from the mitzvah shel yad. The Torah says, ideally, when the shorosh is on, the shel yad shall be on. Vayu letotafot ben inecha. They should be. Meaning, you should put the shorosh only after the shel yad. But what happens if, God forbid, a person loses his arms, so he has nowhere to put on the shel yad, so then he puts on the shorosh alone. What happens if a person is stuck in a situation where he only has a shorosh? When they were in the concentration camps, there were children who, they only had a shorosh in that concentration camp. So that's a separate mitzvah, the shayad and the shorosh. We say when you have both, so then the shayad should be first. And even if you took out the shorosh, put down the shorosh, put on the shayad and then the shorosh. But if a person is in a situation where he doesn't have that opportunity, then the shorosh is its own mitzvah. And if a person put on the shorosh first, he does not take it off, he puts on the shayad and complements it with the shayad.